以下是 AC Bhagavatanda Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《薄伽梵歌》原意，第二章十节九，时间1973年8月15日，地点英国伦敦。
Translation: Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, "Govinda, I shall not fight," and fell silent.
Sanjaya 说，说过这番话后，惩敌者 Arjuna 告诉 Krishna， Govinda 我不作战，然后便陷入沉默。
In the previous verse, Arjuna said that there is no profit in this fighting.Because the other side, they are all my relatives, kinsmen, and by killing them, even if I become victorious, so what is the value?
在前面的世界中，尔君呢说，这场作战没有任何益处，因为另外一方他们是我的亲人，如果杀死了他们，即便我获得了胜利，有什么价值呢？
That we have explained, that such kind of renouncement sometimes takes place in ignorance.
正如我们已解释过的，这种弃绝有时候是出于愚昧。
Actually, it is not very much intelligently placed.
事实上，它并不是非常出于智慧的。
So in this way, even Mukta saying that, that there is no profit in fighting.
因此说到在作战中没有任何益处。
Even Mukta saying this.
Even Mukta 说这样说。
Rishikesha, he is speaking to the master of the senses.
Rishikesha.他是在向感官的主人说话。
And in previous verse, he has said, "Shishaste ham prapanyam, I am your surrender." Vishak.
在前面的世界中，他说过，我是你皈依的门徒。
So, Krishna becomes guru, and Arjuna becomes the disciple.
因此 Krishna 成了 Guru， Arjuna 成了门徒。
Formerly they are talking as friends.
先前他们像朋友一样讲话。
But friendly talking cannot decide any serious question.
但是朋友般的交谈不能解决任何严重的问题。
When there is some serious matter, it must be spoken between authorities.
一旦有了一些严重的事情，必须在权威之间交谈。
So, Rishikesha have several times explained.
Rishikesha 我已经解释过好几次了。
Rishik means the senses.
Rishik 意思是感官。
And Isha means the master.
Isha 意思是主人。
Rishika Isha.They joined together, Rishikesha.
Rishikesha 连在一起成了 Rishikesha.
Similarly, Arjuna also, Guruka Isha.
类似的 Arjuna 被称为 Gudakesha.
Guruka means darkness.
Gudaka 意思是黑暗。
And Isha.
后面是 Isha.
Darkness means ignorance.
黑暗意味着愚昧。
Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshu mulitam jena tasmai sri guravena. Guru's duty is a shishya, a disciple comes to the guru for enlightenment.
Guru 的义务是一个shishya门徒来到 guru 面前寻求开悟。
Everyone is born foolish.
每个人生来都是愚蠢的。
Everyone.
每个人。
Even human being, because they are coming from the animal kingdom by evolution. So, the birth is the same, ignorance, like animal.
即便是人类, 因为他们是通过进化从动物王国里来的, 因此出生也是同样的愚昧, 像动物一样。
Therefore, even though one is human being, he requires education.
因此即便一个人属于人类, 他也需要教育。
The animal cannot take education, but a human being can take education.
动物无法接受教育, 而一个人可以接受教育。
Therefore, Shastra says, Nāyana deha, deha bhājāna ni loki, kastān kāmān arhati vīrujāna.
因此, Shastra 中说, Nāyana deha, deha bhājāna ni loki, kastān kāmān arhati vīrujāna.
I have several times recited this verse.
我曾几次背诵过这个世界。
And now, in the lower than human being condition, we have to work very hard simply for four necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
在比人类要低的境况中, 我们必须努力工作, 只是为了饲养生活的必需品, 吃, 睡, 交配和防卫。
Sense gratification, main objective is sense gratification, therefore everyone has to work very hard.
感官享受, 主要的目标是感官享受, 因此每个人必须努力工作。
But in the human form of life, Krishna gives us so much facilities, intelligence.
但是在人形的生命中, Krishna 给了我们这么多的便利, 智慧。
We can make our standard of living very comfortable, but with the purpose of attaining perfection in Krishna consciousness.
我们可以使生活变得非常舒适, 但目标应该是为了在 Krishna 世界中获得完美。
You live comfortably. That's all right. But don't live like animals, simply increasing sense gain.
你生活的舒适, 那没什么, 但是不要生活得像动物一样, 只是增加感官享受。
The human effort is going on, how to live comfortably, but they want to live comfortably for sense gratification. That is the mistake of the modern civilization.
现在人的努力在于如何生活得舒适, 他们想要为了感官享受而生活得舒适, 这便是现代文明的错误。
Juptahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhi. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Juptahara.
Buddha-fangu-dung说到, Juptahara.
Yes, you must eat, you must sleep, you must satisfy your senses, you must arrange for defense as much as possible, not to divert attention too much.
是的,你必须吃,你必须睡,你必须满足你的感官,你必须要为防卫做安排,尽可能多的,不要过多的转移注意力。
We have to eat yuktahara. That's a fact.
我们必须吃 yuktahara, 那是个事实。
But not utyahara.
但并不是 atyahara.
Rupa Goswami has advised in his Upadesha Amrita, Utyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagraha lulam janasangascha saravi bhakti pranasati.
以上是 Rupa Goswami 教诲的甘露 12.
If you want to advance in spiritual consciousness, because that is the only objective of life, then you should not eat more atyahara or collect more.
如果你想要在灵性知觉中获得进步，因为那是生命的唯一的目的，那么你不应该吃得过多或收集得过多。Atyaharo. That
is our philosophy.
那是我们的哲学。
The other day in Paris, one press reporter came to me,
communist socialist. So
I informed him that our philosophy is that everything belongs to God.
我告诉他，我们的哲学是一切都属于神。
Krishna said, what is that? Bhoktaram jagdavasam sarvaloka maheswaram.
Krishna 说，我是一切祭祀、牺牲和苦行的终极受益者，一切星球和半神人的至尊主人。
Pandinja, Bhokta.
我是享受者, Bhokta.
Bhokta means enjoy.
Bhokta 意思是享受者。
Oh,
bhoktaram yagyatapsam.
Just like this body is working.
正如这个身体在运转。
The body, whole body is working, everyone's, to enjoy life. But where from the enjoyment begins?
整个身体都在运转，每一个人的身体为了享受生命，但是享受从哪里开始的呢？
The enjoyment begins from the stomach.
享受是从胃开始的。
You have to give sufficient nice foodstuff to the stomach.
你必须给胃提供很多好吃的食物。
If there is sufficient energy, you can digest. If sufficient energy, then all other senses become strong.
如果有足够的能量，我们能够消化。 如果有足够的能量，那么所有其他的感官都强壮了。
Then you can enjoy senses.
然后你便能够享受感官享受。
Otherwise not possible.
要不然是不可能的。
We cannot digest. Just like we have now, old man, we cannot digest.
如果你不能够消化，正如我们现在都是老年人，我们无法消化。
Yeah. There is no question of sense enjoyment.
那样便不存在感官享受了。
So sense enjoyment begins from the stomach.
因此，感官享受是从胃部开始的。
The luxuriant growth of the tree begins from the root.
树木的茂盛生长是从根部开始的。
If there is sufficient water.
如果那有足够的水的话。
Therefore, the trees are called padapa. They drink water from the legs, the roots, not from the heads. It's like wheat from the head. So there are different arrangement.
因此，树木被称为 padapa， 它们从用腿来喝水，从根部，而并不是从头部。正如我们是从头部来喝水的，因此是有不同的安排的。
As we can eat from the mouth, the trees can eat from their legs.
我们是用嘴来吃。 而树木是用腿来吃。
But one must eat. Ahara nidra bhayamatam. The eating is there. Either you eat through your legs or your mouth or your hands.
但是必须得吃。 吃在那里, 无论你是通过腿来吃, 通过嘴来吃, 或者通过手来吃。
But so far Krishna is concerned, he can eat from anywhere.
但是 Krishna 他可以从任何地方来吃。
He can eat from hands, from legs, from eyes, from ears, anywhere.
他可以用手吃，用腿吃，用眼睛，用耳朵，任何地方。
Because he is complete spiritual.
因为他是完全的灵性的。
There is no difference between his heads and legs and ears and eyes.
他的头、腿、耳朵、眼睛之间是没有任何区别的。
That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Angani jasa sakalindriya vittimanti Pashyanti, Pahanti, Kalayanti, Chiram, Jaganti, Ananda Chinmaya, Sadhu Jala Vigrahasya, Govindamadi Purusham, Tamam.
以上是 Brahma Samhita 世界32。
So, as in this body, our sense enjoyment should begin from the stomach. Similarly, as the tree begins developing luxuriantly from the root, similarly, Krishna is the origin of everything, janmadrasyata, root.
正如在这个身体里，我们的感官享受 是从胃部开始的，类似的，树木的茂盛生长是从根部开始的。同样 ，Krishna 是一切事物的起源，Jamadhyasayata根部。So
without Krishna consciousness, without pleasing Krishna, you cannot be happy.
没有 Krishna 知觉，不取悦 Krishna， 你不可能快乐。This
is the system.
这边是系统。
Therefore, how Krishna will be pleased?
那么 Krishna 怎么样被取悦呢？
Krishna will be pleased that we are all Krishna's son, God's son.
我们都是 Krishna的儿子， 神的儿子。
Everything Krishna's property.
一切都是 Krishna的财产。
These are facts.
这些是事实。
Now, we can enjoy taking prasadam of Krishna, because he is the proprietor, bhukta, enjoy.
现在我们可以享受从 Krishna那里接受 prasadam, 因为他是拥有者, bhukta, 享受者。
So everything should be given first to Krishna, and then you take the prasadam.
所以一切都应该先给予 Krishna, 然后你接受 prasadam.
That will make you happy.
那能够使你快乐。
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhunyante te abhava papam je pachanti atmakaranat. Those who are cooking for eating themselves, they are simply eating seeds. Bhunyante te abhava papam je pachanti jagyarthe karmanatra lokayankaram.
在《薄伽梵歌》中说， 那些做饭只是为了给自己吃的人， 他们吃的只是罪恶。
Everything should be done for Krishna, even if you are eating anything.
一切都是应该为了 Krishna而做， 包括吃饭等等。
All sense enjoyment, you can enjoy.
一切感官享受， 你可以享受。
But after Krishna has enjoyed.
但是要在 Krishna享受过之后，
then you can.
然后你便可以吃了。
Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. He is the master. Master of the senses. You cannot enjoy your senses independently.
因此, Krishna的名字是 Rishikesha. 他是主人, 感官的主人。 你不能够独立地享受你的感官。
Just like the servant. Servant cannot enjoy.
正如一个仆人, 仆人不能够享受。
That is a cook, cooking very, very nice foodstuff in the kitchen, but he cannot eat in the beginning.
正如一个厨师, 他可以在厨房里 碰到许多非常味美的食物, 但他不能够头一个吃。
That is not correct. Then he will be dismissed.
那是不可能的, 否则他会被解雇的。
The master first of all must take, and then they can eat all the nice food stuff.
主人必须先吃， 然后他们可以享受所有这些味美的食物。
So, Krishna is the master of the senses.
因此 Krishna是感官的主人。
The whole world is struggling for sense gratification.
整个世界都在为了感官享受而奋斗。
Here is the simple philosophic truth that first of all, let enjoy, let Krishna enjoy. He is the master. Then you enjoy.
这便是简单的哲学真理。首先，先让享受者 Krishna 享受，他是主人，然后我们享受。
Tena taktena bhundita Isomanasya. Everything belongs to Krishna.
自尊阿育宗如说道，一切都属于 Krishna。
Ishavasam midam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna.
Ishavasam midam sarvam. 一切都属于 Krishna.
This is the mystery. Everything belongs to Krishna, but we are thinking everything belongs to me.
我们的错误是一切都属于 Krishna, 但是我们却想却认为一切都属于我。
This is illusion.
这是假象。
Ahamamamethi. Ahamamethi. Janasya mohoyam. Ahamamethi. This is illusion.
Janasya mohoyam aham mameti, 这是假象。
Everyone is thinking I am this body, and everything whatever we find in this world, that is to be enjoyed by me.
每个人都认为我是这个身体，一切东西我们在这个世界里能找到的一切都是应该被我享受的。
This is the mystery of civilization.
这便是我们的文明的错误。
Knowledge is everything belongs to God. I can take only whatever He gives me kindly, allows. Tena tattena punjita.
自是是，一切都属于神。我应该只是拿他给予我的，他仁慈的赐予我的。
This is not Vaishnava philosophy. This is the fact.
这并不是 Vaishnava 的哲学，这是个事实。
Nobody is proprietor. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Every Krishna said, I am Indra. I am the proprietor. Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Mahaisaram.
没有人是拥有者。Krishna 说，我是享受者，我是拥有者。Sarvaloka Maheswaram.
Maha means great.
Maha 意思是伟大的。
We can claim Ishvara, controller. But Krishna is described as Maha Ishvara, controller of the controller.
我们可以声称是 Ishvara, 控制者，但 Krishna 被称为 Maha Ishvara, 控制者的控制者。
That is Krishna. Nobody is independently controller.
那便是 Krishna, 没有人是独立的控制者。
So, therefore Krishna is described, Rishikesha, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. And Bhakti means to serve Rishikesha, by the Rishik. Rishik means senses.
Krishna 被称为 Rishikesha, Bhakti 便意味着通过 Rishika 来服务 Rishikesha,Rishika 意思是感官。
Krishna is the master of the senses, and therefore, whatever senses I have got, then master is Krishna, proprietor is Krishna.
Krishna 是感官的主人，因此无论我有什么感官，主人是 Krishna, 拥有者是 Krishna.
So when our senses are engaged,In the satisfaction of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti.
当我们的感官从事于感官的主人的满足的时候，那便被称为 bhakti.
This is the definition of bhakti, devotion of self.
这是奉献服务 bhakti 的定义。
And when the senses are engaged for sense gratification, not for the master.That is called Kaam.
而当感官从事于感官享受，不是为了主人，那被称为 Kaam.
Kaam and Prema.
Kaam 和 Prema 两者。
Prema means to love Krishna and do everything for satisfaction of Krishna. That is Prema, love.
Prema 意思是爱 Krishna， 做一切事情都是为了 Krishna 的满足，那便是 Prema 爱。
And Kama means everything done for the satisfaction of my senses.
而 Kama 意思是做一切都是为了我自己感官的满足。
This is the difference.
这便是区别。
The sense is the medium.
感官是媒介。
Either you do it, satisfy your senses, or you satisfy Krishna's senses.
你做事或者是为了满足你的感官，或者是为了满足 Krishna 的感官。
But when you satisfy Krishna's senses, you will become perfect. And when you satisfy your senses, you will become imperfect, illusion.
但是当你满足 Krishna 的感官，你便变得完美了，而当你满足你自己的感官，你便是不完美的，受迷惑了。
Because you cannot satisfy your senses, that is not possible without Krishna.
因为你是不能够满足你的感官的，没有 Krishna 那是不可能的。
Rishikena Rishikesha Sivanam Bhaktivichya. Therefore, one has to purify the senses.
因此，一个人必须净化感官。
At the present moment, everyone is trying to satisfy his senses.
现在每一个人都想满足他自己的感官。
Aham Bhumihi, Janasya Mohoyam, Pumsang Sriyami Thuni Bhavamedva. The whole material world is that there are two living entities, male and female.
整个物质世界都是这样，有两类生物体，雄性和雌性。
The male is trying also satisfy his senses, and the female is also trying to satisfy her senses. Here the so-called love means there is no love.
雄性想要满足他的感官，同样雌性也想满足他自己的感官，因此所谓的爱，便意味着并没有爱。
Cannot be.Because the man and woman, nobody is trying to satisfy the other party's senses.
这不可能是爱，因为无论是男人还是女人，没有人是想要满足对方的感官。
Everyone is trying to satisfy his or her senses.
每一个人都是想满足他自己的感官。
A woman is loving a man.For satisfying her senses, and the man is loving the woman for satisfying. Therefore, as soon as there is some little disturbance in the sense gratification, divorce.
一个女人爱一个男人是为了满足她自己的感官，而一个男人爱一个女人也是为了满足她自己的感官。因此，一旦当感官享受中有了一些扰动，结果便是离婚。
I don't want.
我不想要他了。
Because the center point is a personal sense gratification.
因为中心焦点是个人的感官享受。
But we can make a picture so mortal. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. There is no love. It is all karma, lust.
但是我们会表现一番，哦，我是多么爱你啊，我多么爱你啊。在那里并没有爱，这一切只是 karma 色欲。
In the material world, there cannot be possibility of love. It is not possible.
在物质世界，并没有爱的可能性，这并不可能。
The so-called cheating. I love you, because you are beautiful. It will satisfy my senses.Because you are young, it will satisfy my senses.
所谓的爱只是欺骗而已。我爱你，我爱你，因为你很美丽，能够满足我的感官；因为你很年轻，能够满足我的感官。
This is the word. Material world means this.
这便是这个世界，物质世界便意味着是这样。
Pumsang Sriyamithuni Bhavamita. The whole basic principle.Of this material world is sense gratification.
整个这个物质世界的基本的原则便是感官享受。
Janamaitanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Kanduanena karayo ribadukha dukham. This material world, so called love, society, fancy of love, oh, everything is depending on that sense categories. Maitanadi, beginning from sex.
这个物质世界里所谓的爱、社会、友谊等等，一切都建立在感官享受之上。 Maitunadi 从性欲开始。
Janamaitunadi grihamili sukham mitucham. So, when one becomes free from this maitunadi sukham, he is liberated. He is liberated. Sham, gosha.
所以当一个人从这Maitunadi Sukham中解脱了出来，他便是解脱的，成了Swami或Goswami。
So now one is attached to this Maitunadi. Sex impulse. He is neither Swami nor Goswami.
只要一个人还依附Maitunadi性的冲动，他既不是Swami也不是Goswami。
Swami means when one becomes master of the senses.
Swami 意味着一个人成了感官的主人。
As Krishna is the master of senses. So when one becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes master of the senses.
正如 Krishna 是感官的主人, 当一个人有了 Krishna自觉, 他便成了感官的主人。
It is not that senses should be stopped.
并不是感官应该被制止。
No, it should be controlled.
不, 它应该是被控制。
When I require, I shall use it. Otherwise, no.
当我需要的时候，我用它， 不然的话便不用。
That is master of senses.
那便是感官的主人。
I shall not act impelled by the senses. Senses should act under my direction. There is sir.
我不应该受感官的推动而行动， 感官应该在我的指示下而行动。 那便是Swami。
Therefore, Arjuna is called Gurakrishna.
Arjuna 被称为 Gurakrishna.
His master, he is also finally light. He is not a coward, but he is compassionate because he is devotee.
他也是个主人，当他想当的时候，他并不是个懦夫，但因为他是个奉献者，他非常具有怜悯之心。
Because he is devotee of Krishna.
因为他是Krishna的奉献者。
Anyone who becomes a devotee of Krishna, all the good qualities manifest in his body.
一旦一个人成了Krishna的奉献者, 所有的好的品质便在他的身上展现出来。
Jashasti bhakti bhagavati apinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. All godly qualities.
所有的神圣的品质。
So, Arjuna is also, otherwise how he can become intimate friend of Krishna unless at the same position?
So Arjuna, he is also a guru. 要不然的话，他怎么会成为 Krishna的亲密的朋友呢？ 除非他们是在同样的地位上。
Friendship becomes very strong when both the friends on equal level, same age, same education, same prestige, same beauty.
当朋友之间处于同样的水平之上，同样的年龄，同样的教育，同样的声望，同样的美丽。 那么友谊便非常牢固了。
The more similarity of position, then the friendship is strong.
两者境况之间的相似之处越多，那么友谊便会越牢固。
So Arjuna is also on the same level of Krishna, just like if somebody becomes a friend of the president, friend of the king or queen.
He is not ordinary man. 因此 Arjuna 也是在和 Krishna同样的水平之上， 正如若一个人成了总统的朋友， 国王的或者皇后的朋友， 他便不是一个普通的人。
He must be of the same position.
他必须是处于同样的地位之上。
Just like the Goswamis.
就如那些 Goswami.
The Goswamis, when they give up their family life, it is described by Srinivasa Acharya.
Taktya turnam mase samandala patisanin sada tuchu.
那些 Goswami 当他们放弃他们的家庭生活的时候 这是由 Srinivasa Acharya 描述的
Mandalapati big leaders Mandalapati big leaders Jamindas big man he was minister
Mandalapati 伟大的领袖 Jamindas 伟大的人物 他是个首相
Now who can become his friend unless he is also a very big man.
谁能够成为他的朋友呢? 除非他自己也是一个伟大的人物。
So Rupa Goswami gave up their company.
因此 Rupa Goswami 放弃了他和他们的交往。
As soon as Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami became acquainted with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately they decided that we shall retire from this ministership. And join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him.
Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, 刚一结识 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他们立刻就决定，我们应该从这个首相的事务中隐退出来， 加入 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 帮助他。
To serve, not to help. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't require any answer.
并不是帮助他， 而是服务他。 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不需要任何人的帮助。
But if we try to associate and try to serve, then our life becomes successful.
但是如果我们试图和他联谊，去服务于他，那我们的生命便变得成功了。
That's why Krishna says, Krishna came to preach Bhagavad Gita.
正如 Krishna 来到这里，来宣讲《波迦梵歌》。
Sarvadharman Parityajamami Kamsa, that was his mission.
放弃一切宗教，只是皈依于我， 那便是他的使命。
These rascals have become a servant of so many things. Society, friendship, love, religion, these, that, so many things. Nationality, community.
这些混蛋成了这么多东西的仆人， 社会, 友谊, 爱, 宗教, 这样, 那样, 这么多东西, 国家, 团体, 等等。
So these rascals should stop all this nonsense business.
所以这些恶公应该停止说这些无聊的事情。
Sarvadharman Parityaj. Give up all this nonsense. Simply just become surrendered to me.
放弃说这些无聊的事情, 仅仅只要归于我。
This is religion.
这便是宗教。
Otherwise, how Krishna is advising that Sarvadharman Parityaj, you give up all religious system.
要不然, Krishna 为什么要建议 Sarvadharman Parityaj, 以放弃所有的宗教系统?
He came, Dharma Samasthapana Arthaya, he came to re-establish the principles of religion. Now he says, Sarvadharman Parityaj, give up all.
他来到这里是为了重建宗教原则, 现在他又说, 放弃所有这些。
That means anything without Krishna consciousness, without God consciousness, they are all cheating religion.
这边意味着一切如果不具备 Krishna 知觉, 不具备对神的知觉, 他们只是骗人的宗教。
They are not religion.
他们并不是宗教。
Religion means Dharmandu Shastad Bhagavat Pranitam, the order of the Supreme Law.
宗教意味着自尊主的命令。
If you do not know who is the Supreme Lord, if you do not know what is the order of the Supreme Lord, then where is religion?
如果我们并不知道至尊主是谁, 并不知道至尊主的命令是什么, 那么哪来的宗教呢?
That is not religion. That may go on in the name of religion, but that is cheating.
那并不是宗教, 也许在名义上被称为是宗教, 但那只是骗人而已。
So, the Bhagavad Gita ends Sarvadharman Parityajamamekam Saranam Bhujam. And Bhagavad begins from that point.
因此,波迦梵歌结尾处是 放弃一切宗教,皈依我, 而波迦瓦坛便是从那点开始了。
Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam.
因此, 因此薄伽梵歌是圣顶薄伽瓦坛的初步学习。
Bhagavad begins dharma projita koitavatra. Now in this Srimad Bhagavatam all cheating type of religions are rejected. Projita
薄伽瓦坛开始是说，现在在这部西摩的八卦他们中，所有的骗人的宗教都被抛弃了。Projita。
So there is link.
所以这便是连接之处。
Real religion means love God.
真正的宗教意味着去爱神。那是真正的宗教。
That Bhagavad says, Savaivam Sam Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radho Khaji. That is first class religion.
因此，布达瓦坦说，那是第一流的宗教。
It doesn't mean that you follow this religion or that religion. You may follow any religion, it doesn't matter.
这并不意味着你追寻这种宗教或追随那种宗教，你可以追随任何宗教，那并没有关系。
Either Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mohammedan religion, anything you like.
或者是印度教，或者是基督教，或者是穆斯林教，你所喜欢的任何一样。
But we have to test, just like a student who has passed any examination.
但是我们必须要检验，正如一个学生他通过了硕士考试。
Nobody inquires from which college you have passed the examination.
没有人会问你是从哪个学校里获得通过你的考试的。
You have passed any examination, that's all.
你已经通过了硕士考试，那便好了。
Then we are concerned whether you are graduate, postgraduate, that's all.
我们所关心的只是你是本科毕业还是研究生毕业。
Nobody inquires from which college, from which country, from which religion you have passed your examination. No.
没有人会询问从哪个学校、从哪个国家、从哪个宗教你通过了你的硕士考试。不。
Similarly, if nobody should inquire to which religion you belong.
类似的，没有人应该询问你属于哪个宗教。
One must see whether he has learned this art how to love God. That's all.
我们应该看他是不是学会了这项艺术，如何去爱神。
That is it.
那便是宗教。
Because here is religion. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam. This is religion.
因为这便是宗教。Sarva dharma Paritya, Mamekam, Saranam, Virja.
Bhagavad said, Dharma Prochita Pohitavatra, all not cheating type of religion, is kicked out from this Bhagavatam.
Bodhavatam 说，所有各种骗人的宗教都被从这部 Bodhavatam 中踢出去了。
Only Nirmasarana, Nirmasarana, those who are not enemies of God.
只有 Nirmasarana,那些不嫉妒神的人。
Why shall I love God? Why shall I worship God? Why shall I accept God? They are all demons.
我们为什么要爱神？我为什么要崇拜神？为什么我要接受神？这些都是恶魔。
for them only, Srimad Bhagavatam. For them, those are actually serious to God.
薄伽瓦坛只是为了那些真正的对爱非常严肃的人。
Jinapa sampasidati. So, real success of life is that when you learn how to love God, then your heart will be satisfied.
所以，生命的真正的成功是当你学会了如何去爱神，那样你的内心便能够得到满足。
If you get Krishna or God, Krishna means God.
如果你得到了 Krishna 即神， Krishna 意思是神。
If you have got another name of God, that is also accepted. But God, the supreme Lord, the supreme person, when you have got this, because we are loving somebody.
如果你得到了神的另外一个名字，那也可以被接受。但我们指的是神，至尊的主，至尊的人。如果你得到了他，因为我们都在爱某一个人。
The loving propensity is there.
爱的倾向在那儿。
In everyone.
在每一个人那里。
But it is misdirected.
但它的导向是错误的。
Therefore, Krishna said, kick out all these loving objects. Try to love me.
因此 Krishna 说，踢开所有这些爱的对象，试着要爱我。
Sarvadharman puritajjaman. In this way, your loving will never be able to satisfy you. Jinatma samprasidat. If you want real satisfaction, then you must love Krishna alone.
以这种方式，你的爱永远不能够真正的满足你。Yenatma samprasidati， 如果你想要真正的满足，你必须要爱 Krishna 即神。
That is the whole Vedic philosophy.
那便是整个伟大哲学。
Any philosophy, you tell. Because after all, you want satisfaction of yourself, full satisfaction of your mind.
或者是你采取的任何哲学，因为毕竟。你需要你自己的满足，需要心意的彻底的满足。
That can you only achieve when you love God.
只有你爱神的时候，那才可能达到。
Therefore, that religion is first class, which teaches, which trains the candidate how to love God.
因此，那种教授训练候选人如何去爱神的宗教，便是一流的宗教。
That is first class.
那是一流的宗教。
And that love now is the motive.
而且那种爱是没有动机的。
Just say here in this material world, I love you, love me. The background is some motive.
在这个物质世界里，我爱你，你爱我，背景是某种动机。
Ahituki, apratita, ahituki, no motive.
Ahituki, 没有动机。
Allavilasita, sunram. All other desires making zero.Zero. That will be taught in the Bhagavad Gita.
Anya bilasita sunya, 没有任何其他的欲望，任何结束。